morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where I'm sharing my walk with you, or where I'm sharing my walk with Christ with you. Today is June the 3rd, 2021. On Wednesday nights, I'm finishing preaching through the book of Psalms, and I'm at Psalm 145. And while studying for last night's message, Psalm 145, verse 3 stuck out at me. You might remember I talked about verse 4, about generational praise earlier, how one generation shall praise thy works to another. And now I want to think about verse 3 for a little bit. It says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." And that just kind of stuck off the page at me. And I thought about that verse, and I made a little post about this today on Facebook, but I thought about how the ancients, or those who lived in ancient times, had an advantage over us. Those who lived in ancient times knew that there was limitations to their knowledge. They understood that some things in the world is beyond their understanding. They had no concept of things like weather patterns. I mean, they didn't have Doppler radar to be able to forecast the weather for them, and they had no concept of viruses and germs. It wasn't until really the Civil War that people began to figure out that unsanitary conditions in the hospitals and all that kind of stuff. So they knew that the world was bigger than they were able to comprehend, and it was also smaller than they could comprehend. So they understood that there were lots of things that they didn't have figured out, and they just trusted God for that and just believed that God was in control of all of that. Now, since the invention of microscopes and telescopes, man's knowledge has begun to grow. That we've learned how that cells function. We've ventured out into space. You know, all of us have seen pictures of Earth from outer space. Man's knowledge has grown so much that now he has the idea that he can understand all there is to know. Like, man thinks there's nothing that they can't figure out or comprehend. The sad thing about that is, though, that as man's knowledge has grown, his awe of God and the greatness of God has diminished. Now man thinks that they know everything, and they know every way which the world functions, and so therefore, man is no longer in awe as they think of God. So in my mind, the ancients had an advantage over us here. They were still able to see the greatness of God is unsearchable and understand that, and it impacted their life. They were more easily able to be filled with awe as they considered God. They could be filled with awe because they knew God was bigger than they could comprehend. They knew that there was a power outside of creation which was in control of it all. And so it would be beneficial for us if we would keep this sense of awe. Again, man has only traveled the depths of the ocean, which is 35,000 feet, 7 miles. They've only traveled down there where it's totally dark and it's cold, about 39 degrees, and it's totally dark, high pressures there. I've only traveled that distance twice. In one article I read, so they sat on the bottom of the ocean for about 20 minutes just to say that they could do it. And so we've went that deep, but we're still making discoveries in the oceans. But even though we've went to the depths of the earth, we've not yet reached the limits of space. They're trying. Scientists are trying. They're sending that Hubble spacecraft and other things out there trying to take pictures farther and farther out into space, but they've not been able to reach the limits of space, and they'll never be able to reach the limits of space. But the ancients were able to understand the greatness of God is unsearchable, as this text says. But today, men have lost that understanding. They have lost their sense of awe. As Christians, it is beneficial for us to understand the transcendence of God, that He is high above everything in creation. We need to keep His infinity before us. then we can still be amazed by the greatness of God and say that His greatness is unsearchable. Remember, God says that when men became wise, they became fools. So don't let yourself become a fool because your knowledge has become great. The text says, actually, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So in God's eyes, man gets too big for his britches. He thinks that he's wise, and actually, he's a fool. You know, they think they got it all figured out. And actually, God's saying, yeah, you ain't got anything figured out. In the words of my parents, men are getting too big for your britches. And so, when I began to get too big for my britches, men thinking I was more mature than what I was, my parents always told me, you're getting too big for your britches, you need to be jerked down a notch or two. So let's be careful to keep a proper view of God, being filled with amazement when thinking of Him, so we don't have to be jerked down a notch or two. God always finds that way to put man in his place, to show him that he doesn't have it all figured out the way that he thinks he does. And just the time that man begins to think that he's got it all figured out, God's going to show once again that he doesn't have it all figured out. By the way, if we were so great, we would be able to control the weather. And we know that you can't control the weather. So we really don't have things figured out because we can't even make the sun shine or the rain to go away or stop the hurricanes or the tornadoes. We think we're so wise, but we can't even control the weather. So we're not very wise after all. So His ways are unsearchable. His greatness is unsearchable. Let's keep that thought and let's keep that feeling so we can be filled with awe as we consider who God is. Let's pray. Lord, today we come to you in prayer, thanking you for the understanding of your sovereignty. Lord, thank you for teaching us that your ways are past finding out. Lord, thank you for teaching us that you are the creator who created out of nothing. Lord, I pray that your people would be filled with awe as they consider you today. Fill our hearts with praise as they are filled with awe. Thank you for being awe-inspiring. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I hope this little thought of mine was a blessing to you as you are filled with awe today as you consider God. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.